Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. I promise you, you'll learn something, and you might even thank me later on that. John Patterson is here, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're going to thank me for bringing John back. John's a longtime brain trust member, almost 8 years. He's one of the top customer care experts in the galaxy. He's the author, co-author of a bunch of books. One of them is called Wired and Dangerous. That's your new one, isn't it, John?
It is, and it's about today's customer and what's going on, Jim. Much of what we're talking about.
It's about that journey. It's about this journey we're talking about. You were helping us understand the journey that customers take. Review that for us and talk to us about some more about the touch points.
Let's talk about.
But before we do that, though, I need your website.
Yeah, www.johnrpatterson.com, and our blog is TakeTheirBreathAway.com.
All right, that's also the title of one of their other books. Go ahead.
It is. So the thing we are talking about, Jim, is this journey. You said it right. There are three key pieces of that journey: the before purchase, the during purchase, and the after purchase. But one of the best things you can do with your business is get your folks together from across your organization and work with them to say, let's understand what the customer journey looks like. There's several different
methodologies. Put ourselves, what, you mean walk them out in their moccasins?
Well, that's exactly right. You've got to understand from the customer's point of view, and there's several ways to do that. Where does it start? Because a lot of times we forget that it starts before they walk through our door, before they pick up the phone. So where does it start? What does that look like? Get your folks to help you diagram that in any way that works for you, and then validate it with some of your customers, right? And keep that thing up to date and start understanding which of those touch points drive the try, which of those touch points drive the purchase, but most importantly, which of those touch points, if you get it right, create loyalty. Because, we want those loyal customers because they're advocates. They're the kind of people that spend more with us. They're the kind of people that come back. They're the kind of people that give us a little more room if we make a mistake.
Right.
And that's what we're driving for.
Mm-hmm.
But until you understand the journey from the customer's point of view, how will you know what to impact? How will you know how to educate your employees? How will you know where the sensitive points are to love up the customer, where it makes the most difference?
Mm-hmm.
And if you layer on that what you said when we started this part of the show, which is, they change all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just do it once. You can get it documented, but then you got to go back and revisit. And think what a great thing for your employees to be educated on. We understand the journey. We understand where we need to connect and touch with our customer, and we understand where we can make a difference. Because in the end, almost all your employees want to make a positive difference with a customer because it's great for them.
It's human nature, but you can't presume that they're going to do it on their own. You cannot let, you just have to be non-negotiable about this kind of training, don't you, John?
Absolutely. You have to require that an amazing connection be made with the customer and maintained with the customer all the way through the journey.
And connect that behavior with their paycheck.
Absolutely.
Not only is it the right thing to do, it's how you get paid.
People say, how are we going to make this change? I said, well, until we make it impact their wallet, it's going to be slow.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can make it impact their wallet, everybody's going to get really interested.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do it in a positive way. I mean, if you read Ken Blanchard's new book, The New One-Minute Manager, one of the great aspects.
We've reviewed it on the show with him before.
Yeah, one of the great aspects of that book is the one-minute phrase. And it's all about catching them doing things right.
John, here in my operation, we don't deal with retail that much. My people don't really. I may more, but they don't. But when they drop the ball, I say to them, well, let me ask you a question. what if I handled getting your paycheck to you like that? I tell them that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? Oh, yeah. You know what? Their eyes get big.
I bet.
That's when their eyes get big. That's when you see a neon sign across their forehead. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the critical part is the fact that you call their attention to it.
Yeah.
And you do it quickly. I mean, you know, Ken calls it the 1 minute redirect. And it's fabulous. And what Chip and I always talk about when we talk about giving feedback to people, which is obviously what you're talking about, mm-hmm. and around the customer, it's critical, is, you know, feedback does not get better with age. It's not like wine. It's not like wine. And so feedback is all about calling their attention to it, to
right.
your point, mm-hmm. doing it quickly.
Yep.
Doing it quickly and in a way they get it.
And it doesn't take long to say good job.
Oh, my gosh.
And it doesn't take long to say, you know what, we can do better.
Yeah. And one of my clients, one of his absolutely core values is, we are going to get better by a little bit every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his focus. And if
mm-hmm.
we can all do that, you know, we can stay up with that customer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's going to take.
Yep.
And folks need the redirect, Jim. I mean,
yep.
you've raised a huge
There's
point.
No question.
And one
no
of the things that's missing from business today is leaders that will stop and take the time
right.
to give the redirect.
And talk about what did we learn. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. JohnRPatterson.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
The book is called Wired and Dangerous, co-authored with Chip Bell. Hey, John, well done today. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you. You know I will. I love it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
John Patterson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.